From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq's Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled green zone Saturday. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the green zone for months, this man among them. Hassanian Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters that are calling for change. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. Surge of violence comes as the Red Cross warned that the fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial center. Aleppo was left out of the temporary U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that took effect Saturday that was set to last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry traveling today to Geneva for talks on the Syrian situation. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing Saturday off the Libyan coast after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. The International Organization for Migration said 84 people remain missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 people aboard that doomed boat. Most of the migrants, we're told, are Somalis trying to escape the civil war. This is VOA News.